Hello, I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. Have you ever really listened to your world? I mean really listened to people talking to each other. Listen to what they say to you. Listen to all the conversations of the world. For the most part, they're dialogues of the deaf. Are you listening? Somehow, I feel that if we can just learn to listen to each other, that maybe we will have something to say. So much is so shallow. Our greetings, for example. How are you? How's it going? Good to see you. Nice to meet you. To be real about the whole deal, we mean almost nothing of what we're asking or saying. If we ask someone how they were, and instead of the traditional, just fine, thank you, they launched into telling us how they really were and how they felt, probably we would be shocked. Or listen to the people at a typical party. Much noise, little meaning. A lot of laughter, but little joy. A lot of talking, faded conversations, but no sharing of persons, no openness, no real communication. Each one remains safe in the isolation of his pretense, sham, and sophistication. A synthetic smile, a tanned face, a manicured facade shining in the sun. But inside, things are not quite so rosy. We're not really as happy as the front we put up. We're afraid to be real, afraid to reveal ourselves. Isn't it true that we often hide inside, that we act roles, wear masks, and play games instead of daring to be really human? Rather, we cringe in silence, afraid of the beating of our own hearts. We're in the middle of a buzzing crowd, but inside we feel empty and lonely, surrounded by what Paul Simon calls the sounds of silence. And in the naked night I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one dared disturb the sounds of silence. It's easy to die in the silent majority, but it's hard to pay the price to be free to live. As Morris West says, it costs so much to be a full human being that there are very few who have the enlightenment or the courage to pay the price. Then he continued, one has to abandon altogether the search for security and reach out to the risk of living with both arms. But we must know where to reach. Do we have the courage to really live, to run the risk of reaching out to life with both arms? To live, we have to hear and feel the heartbeat of life. The heartbeat is the signal of life. Many of you have written asking what this program is all about. Well, I call this program Heartbeat because we're trying to hear the heartbeat of life and meaning. Heartbeat is people learning to help each other. Heartbeat is listening to you. Every person has a tremendous need to be listened to be taken seriously, to be understood. No one can find freedom in this world or find a full life without feeling understood by at least one person. So Heartbeat is hope, the hope of seeking and then finding, the hope of knocking on the door of your life and seeing it open. Life really has a few secrets, but man must first of all know how to break free. First, the enlightenment, then the courage, then the freedom. Why not break the sounds of silence? This is Heartbeat.